Time now in our pregame show to visit with Tom Cerutori, the head coach of the Beavers. Tom, congratulations on the sweep last weekend.
Thanks a lot, Schulze.
I don't know, too many people thought you'd score 10 goals up there last weekend or that you'd only give up the one. Which were you more impressed at, offensive end or the defensive end last week?
Probably the defensive end, but again, I think it was a combination of a lot of things. I think the biggest thing is, Schulze, is from a defensive standpoint, we just had really good puck management last week, and we had us down for 16 turnovers on the weekend, and usually we'll get about 25 a game. You know, and I think part of that is because of the Olympic ice, it's a little easier. You're not being pressured as quick, so you're not going to turn pucks over as quick. There's obviously it's a little less. Typically less offensive on the big ice. So, but I think that obviously again allowed us to possess the puck a little bit more, and it made them have to play 200 feet.
Owen Sillinger had a 6-point weekend, 3 assists on Friday, goal and 2 assists then on Saturday. 3 assists is a heck of a night. I mean, hat trick, everybody goes gaga over, but to get 3 assists, you got to be making plays all night long, don't you?
For sure, and Owen's can, you know it. Owen's doing it a variety of ways, and you know, part of it is too, he's getting a lot of face-offs right now. So when you get face-offs, because he wins a lot of taps, you're going to get some assists because you're going to win some face-offs in the offensive zone, and as a result of the one face-off, there's going to be some offense. You know, last weekend we had him out there on this, you know, on the 6-on-5s as well. So he's getting those types of minutes where he's going to be able to get points, and plus he can make a lot of plays. He's a smart hockey player.
How have you adjusted how you approach faceoffs this year? Just because Owen and Ross are lights out this year,
because you got to use them, and I haven't probably used centermen as much as specialists this in the past as I have this year, Schulze, and it's just because him and Ross are on the downside. They're 50% certain games, which is pretty darn good, but I mean they're getting up to high 50s and low 60s at times. So no, I mean it's. It gets to the point where if you take a look at our face-off numbers, a couple of our centermen just aren't getting a lot of face-offs. They're playing, but it's just I'm not putting them out there until there's a neutral zone draw. And if there's a defensive zone draw, we got to make sure that we have the right guys in there. It's all predicated on what dot it is, and the same thing in the offensive zone.
What does wrapping up at least second place mean to you?
It's a situation where, you know, we didn't know where we were going to be earlier in the year. We didn't know where we were at. I mean, you know, people had us at that 4 or 5 range, and quite honestly, I probably had us in that particular spot as well. So it shows that I don't want to use the word overachieved, but we've definitely exceeded the expectations of the coaches, the media, and maybe ourselves a little bit. And that's positive. And, you know, I mean, you want to be as high as you possibly can because you do anticipate, if you obviously go into the second round or third round, you want to be in pretty good shape to host. So, no, I mean, it's a testament to our guys and our leadership where we're at right now.
How much of where you are in the standings is predicated on the fact that you guys can just flat out finish games? You already have 6 sweeps this year. That's the same total of what you had the last 2 years combined.
Well, that's a good point right there. And we were pretty young last year, and I think we're a lot more experienced this year. But I also think, too, Schulze, you look at the second half of the year, that young defensive core that we have, they played so much that in the early going, and they're a talented group. But that helps, too. These guys are a lot more comfortable with their game.
More with Coach Cerutori when we return. Our pregame show continues here on the Beaver Radio Network. Welcome back to our pregame show, part 2 with head coach Tom Cerutori. This Anchorage team, Tom, is hard for me to really get a pulse on. Their record isn't great, but boy, they seem to be playing pretty well here at home, especially. They just flat out get points. What's your read on them?
Same way, Schulze. I mean, they're hard to play against. They're kind of like Huntsville. They play with very good pace, so they're hard to play against. They take care of the puck. And this is a tough road trip. So, and they're playing for so much right now too. So, again, it's one of those games we're playing for a lot. They're playing for a lot.
Luke Brown transferred from Union to Anchorage. I don't know a whole heck of a lot about him, but you look at his stats. He's got 15 points in 14 games. What kind of a player is he?
He's got a bomb. That's the biggest thing. He's a shooter. I remember when he was on the transfer portal. Their staff said he can really shoot. And that's the thing. Take a look at on their power play. They use him on their power play. He's a shooter on their power play, and he's got that ability. He's playing a lot of important minutes for him, and he's getting that opportunity in offensive situations. And he's, you know, he can shoot like Adam Brady.
You've always said that ending a team season is one of the hardest, but when you got a team that you're playing against that's fighting for their playoff lives, it's equally as challenging, isn't it?
Big time. I mean, you know, we're going to see their best at home, and they have so much riding on this weekend.
I would assume it's easy to get up playing at North Dakota, at Minnesota, Mankato, 800-seat facility. You guys got to got to bring it themselves, don't they?
100%, but I'll tell you, I'm kind of curious to see what it's going to be about. I think it's going to be very intense. I think it's going to be very loud. I think it's going to be a pretty good atmosphere. So to me, it doesn't matter. Again, is there 2,000, 3,000, or 800? If you have 800 in an 800-seat facility, that means there's going to be a vibe in that rink, and you know, we better adapt and adjust to it.
I haven't asked you a whole heck of a lot this year about the new league. There's been, obviously, a championship to contend for, but the league did come out with a new name this week. CCHA certainly has a long history. What does that name for this new league mean to you?
I just think it was the right name, and it's like anything. I think there's a lot of things that you go through.